News, I'm Tommy McNeil. The Trump administration said late Sunday that Turkey will soon be moving forward with its plans to carry out a military operation in northern Syria to combat Syrian Kurdish fighters that Turkish leaders see as a threat. U.S. forces have backed Kurdish fighters in the battle to reclaim control of areas from Islamic State fighters there in Syria. The Syrian Democratic Forces, or SDF, a Kurdish-led military alliance that controls nearly one quarter of Syria's territory, said Sunday that any Turkish incursion into Syria would throw the entire region into indefinite instability. A second U.S. intelligence official has approached the intelligence community's watchdog with firsthand information that backs the original whistleblower complaint against President Donald Trump's dealings with Ukraine. Mark Zayed, who represents both whistleblowers, said the second one came forward after the intelligence community's inspector general began investigating in August whether the complaint was credible and of urgent concern. Meanwhile, the president is firing back, as VOA's Michael Sullivan explains.
Trump says he's concerned about corruption in Ukraine, possibly involving the Democratic frontrunner in the 2020 presidential campaign, Joe Biden, whose son, Hunter, had business dealings in a company that was under investigation in Ukraine. Trump asked the Ukrainian president to look into the matter in a phone call critics say was aimed at getting dirt on arrival in exchange for nearly $400 million in U.S. aid. An intelligence official complained, and another is said to have complained to Inspector General Michael Atkinson.
Comes from the most corrupt president we've had in modern history. He's the definition of corruption.
Trump calls the investigation a witch hunt by leading Democrats in Congress, including Adam Schiff, chairman of the House Intelligence Committee.
VOA's Michael Sullivan, and this is VOA News. The death toll in Iraq from 6 days of clashes between anti-government protesters and security forces rose to more than or about 104 on Sunday. As VOA's Slatis Sahok explains, the government is trying to appease demonstrators who've complained about the country's instability.
The government tried to stop the protests by imposing curfews and shutting down the internet. Prime Minister Adel Abdul Mahdi issued a list of executive decisions Sunday on providing low-income housing, unemployment benefits, and vocational training. Earlier, he had offered to meet with protesters.
I will go and meet them without weapons and sit with them for hours to listen to their demands. If this will ease the situation, then I am ready to do that and spend the coming days in this sense. In return, we call on halting the protests in Baghdad's street and also in the provinces.
The prime minister also said that those killed in the demonstrations, whether protesters or security officers, would be considered martyrs, making their families eligible for state benefits. The head of the parliament promised to fight corruption. Laritza Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
A group of 11 key Taliban prisoners is reported to have been released from the joint Afghan-U.S. Bagram detention facility in Afghanistan in exchange for three Indian hostages. Insurgent sources said Sunday the swap took place in the northern province of Baghlan, and two former Taliban provincial governors were among those freed. Taliban men could be seen being welcomed by insurgent fighters in video images via social media. The Indian hostages were abducted last year along with four other countrymen while they were working on a project in Baghlan. North Korea has angrily walked away from working-level nuclear talks with the United States, with Pyongyang's top negotiator saying he was greatly disappointed on Saturday with Washington's inflexible approach. We get more from VOA's Bill Gallo.
North Korea's top nuclear envoy, Kim Myung-gil, says the talks failed because the U.S. would not abandon its old approach. The U.S. quickly disputed that characterization, saying the 8.5-hour talks went good and that the U.S. brought creative ideas. The breakdown raises the possibility North Korea will intensify its provocations days after testing a new medium-range ballistic missile. But the North's decision could also amount to a negotiating tactic meant to raise pressure on Washington. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul.
More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, mama, Again, Africa, welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van Lee. Hot, rocking, and beautiful sounds from the great continent will be knocking on your doors. But later on today, Raheem the wizard from Sierra Leone, will be my guest. And we'll be talking about his brand new album, and that is Love Letter. So stay tuned as Raheem will be talking to us and performing some of his songs for us today on the show. But right now, let's start off from Nigeria with Jay Martins and the late DJ Arafat from Cote d'Ivoire in a combination of Touching Body. And right after that, Wule Bang Bang by Magasco of Cameroon. But Touching Body is the track that we're going to start off with today by Jay Martins of Nigeria, featuring the late DJ Arafat from Cote d'Ivoire.
Arafat, you're a boy. Levez les mains, tout le monde. Put your hands up.
I don't like this, your touching body. Waka. Bossy no say, my mama don't like them. Waka. I don't want this, your touching body. Cause no say my papa no like them. Waka, listen up, see, shalewa, halima. I get this friend where we get from Calabar, Labake, Fade. Come to think she be my personal person, but anytime when she come around, she get this feeling where they do me like fever. And when she dance with my messy boo, he dey be me like Senna for Fania. Me like how she play the bass line, it makes me sing ooh la la la. The way she the way she dat, it makes me sing ooh la la la. Mommy come back, she a jump. Daddy come to me a cross. And when they ask me, it was me. That's what me talk say. I don't like this, your touching body. Waka. But you know say, my mama don't like them. Waka. I don't want this, your touching body. Waka. But you know say, my papa don't like them. Waka. Daddy come to me a cross, and when they ask me, it was me. That's what me talk say. I don't like this shirt, touching body. Waka. Cause you know say, my mama don't like them. Waka. I don't want this shirt, touching body. Waka. Cause you know say, my papa don't like them. Akwinanu, ooh, Maki Fineme, boost spiritual healing. Amina, Shalewa, however, no try me, cause if you try, I go do you many things. If you don't doubt me, no try me, cause if you try, I go do you many things. Like how she play the bass line, it makes me sing ooh la la la. The way she the way she that, it makes me sing ooh la la la. Oh yeah. When mommy come back, she a jump. Daddy come to me a cross. And when they ask me, it was me. That's what me talk and say. I know like this. Touching body, waka. Cause you know say my mama don't like them. Waka. I don't want this your touching body. Waka. Cause you know say my papa don't like them. Waka.
Look at the moment.
Bang Bang by Magasco of Cameroon and Touching Body, Jay Martins and DJ Arafat. This is your super show, The African Beat on The Voice of America. Don't go away, because when I come back, my guest, Raheem the Wizard, will be here to talk about his new album, Love Letter. Relax, I'll be right back.
My name is ICT Bangura, and if you're not listening to African Beat, what are you doing? Listen to the latest African music and dance to the best African beat from across the continent. Tune into African Beat with David Bandy at 9:05 and 20:05 Universal Time, Mondays through Fridays on VOA.
Like coke and you fantastic. I just don't kiss you, but it's on like last week. Remember where we been, they play under that tea. Girl, your love is unconditional, oh. Girl, your love is supernatural, yo. If you not be cream, I go rub you by me body. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Baby, pose for me, make us spend the money. You make her feel alright, oh. Now you know me, she's right.
brag about me. Anytime I see you, I need meeting me. Then are you can never bamba me. Anything I want, girl, you dey give me. When I look into your
eyes. Right, welcome back to the African Beat on the Voice of America. I am David Vanley, and my guest today on the African Beat is one of Sierra Leone's finest, and I tell you, the man is just too good. And that is Raheem the Wizard. Welcome to the African Beat, Raheem.
Thank you, Mr. David Vanley. Thank you for hosting me on VOA today. Yeah.
All right, well, you can push it out a little bit so that I want people to hear you exactly.
Okay,
I want them to hear you loud and clear.
I'm just that
okay,
cool person.
Okay, so I know you've been running away from me. I know you thought I'm not going to say that, but I am happy that you're here today. And so let us go a little bit into you personally. Tell the people about Raheem the Wizard. You know, people will be finding out. They want to know your bio. They want to know about you, where you're from, how this all came about. So talk a little bit about yourself.
My full name is Ibrahim Abubakar Bari. Ibrahim Bakar, school, my schoolmate know me for. I took the Raheem name from the Ibrahim, and I made it my stage name. It all started in probably around 2007, 2008. You know, I used to play soccer, but, you know, I had a cousin of mine. He heard me singing, and, you know, he said, I think you have talent in singing. I think you should concentrate on, you know, becoming a musician. So, I mean, he helped me. I went to sell Telstar Search in my country. I went up to semifinals. You know, I didn't make it to the final, but I think that was the foundation of where I was. You know, I gained the confidence that I'll be able to make it in the musical industry. So from there, you know, I started working with a couple of people. I worked with Mejem, Lion Mountain, and later I worked with Lord Mo, the Golden Finger. Lord Mo was actually that person that really, you know, bridged the way as a producer for me, which I was able to get in contact with Innocent. Innocent is the artist that really put me out there. He paved the way for me. He made a lot of people, you know, get to know about who Raheem is. You know, he heard a couple of my songs and he said he was interested in me. And we did a first single, which I featured him, the song titled Kolo, and, you know, which was a mega hit. And then, you know, that was when people started, you know, knowing who Raheem is. That was after the Celtics Star Search. You know, people just knew me as Ibrahim Bakar. At that time, you know, even up to today, a lot of people didn't know I was that person because of I changed my stage name to Raheem instead of Ibrahim Bakar, you know. But yeah, I had that, and like I always say, fortunately and unfortunately for me, I had to travel to the state, you know, in 2010. You know, I would say unfortunate for me, that was when I was supposed to really tour around the country so people can really know about me more. But I came to the state, and, you know, it was difficult for me.
And in the States, Raheem the Wizard is what people know, because we don't know who Ibrahim Bakar is,
yeah,
to be honest know. With you.
Yeah, yeah,
if you know. Hadn't said your real name was Ibrahim Bakar Bar, right?
Barry.
Yeah. You know, I wouldn't know about it. But, you know, we love the Raheem the Wizard. You know? Okay, well, that was quite a journey, and I am happy you're able to acknowledge all these people that actually paved the way for you.
Yeah.
So your talent search actually started in Sierra Leone.
Yeah.
And that was where you actually started being, getting this discovery about the singing part of you.
Yeah.
And so what happened with the soccer?
Well, I wanted to become a professional soccer player, you know, but a footballer, actually. That's how we call it in Africa. but, you know, I get to realize that soccer is not my calling, even though I played for my school, Amadia. I went to PO. I was in the soccer team. I played for Anti-Drugs. You know, I played for Mardi Rovers, a Division 2 team. You know, I played, but I think music is my calling.
You believe that music is your calling?
Yeah, because, you know, people appreciate me more when I do music. Than okay. I play soccer. I play very well, but, you know.
And when we talk about your music, what kind of genre would you put you in?
I mean, I'm an Afro pop artist, an R&B artist. know, that's basically what I would say.
Okay. Yeah. And today we're here to talk about your new album. I would say it's your first official
yes.
album, Love Letter.
Yeah.
Okay. Give me a gist about Love Letter.
Well, I mean, actually, growing up in my country, Sierra Leone, where I used to have crushes on a couple of girls, and you know that sometimes it's so hard for you to face them and
say, I like you.
And I what you probably be just going around, you know, sneaking around on them, you know, say, oh, I love that girl or whatever. So the song basically, I put that together of my memories of how I used to.
Did you actually write up like we used to do that in the Garden of Love, where to?
No.
So you didn't write that? Oh, man, you are just coming into the business. So you actually wrote official letters.
Well, growing up, yeah, we used to write in primary school. We used to write letters, like you say, yeah, we write letters, and you know, that's mostly because at that time we didn't have like mobile phones and all that, where you ask for their
numbers. Actually, we didn't have mobile phones.
Yeah.
And when we were writing letters, we write in the Garden of Eden, yeah, where two lovers meet, where the butterflies flow, yeah, you know.
I know, yeah. Yeah, we basically met that time, but not too much.
Okay.
And then later we started having mobile phones and all that, where you can have a girl's number and then call them, you know, and, you know, be friends with them and whatever. But, I mean, the song is basically that way that you admire a girl and you have a crush on a girl, but you can't face them.
Instead, you decide to put it in writing.
Well, it's actually the movement of how you go about it. That's what the song is about. You know, like, oh, I'm that guy, you know, who's ashamed to face you. But I love you. Something okay. like that. That's it's basically writing a letter.
Okay.
But you're writing a letter as if, I love you, but I can't face you. I can't stand that moment where I can tell you how much I feel about you. Even though my friends know how much I feel about you. But, you know, that's
so
basically.
One question before I bring up this song, which is the album title.
Yeah.
Do you still have that fear today?
Not anymore. Not anymore.
So now you have overgrown that, and now you have the confidence now.
I have the confidence
to stand in front of anybody and say, "Hey,
any woman, any girl."
Oh, good.
To tell them how I feel about them.
All right. Well, we're gonna start off right now, and we're gonna bring Love Letter, which is the title of the album, and we'll be telling you later on how you can get it. But let's see what Rahim is going to do with this particular song right now on the show. Love Letter. Here we go.
For treat me right, girl, you sabi. You dey treat me. me, let's say I'm your daddy. This is my love letter to my love letter. Girl, now you can make me heart sweeter. You take me up and down.
Beautiful tune there, beautiful song.
Yeah, yeah.
Indeed, you were writing a letter talking to these ladies.
Yeah.
But you know, it is good to, for you to be able to put this together. You know, I said this is your official, first official album.
Yeah.
But let's see, before this album, you've been producing singles, right? Just like you talked about the Kolo, like you did with Innocent.
Yeah.
And all the songs have come up. So what has been holding you back in producing your own album that it's only coming out now?
Well, the reason why I said this is my official album, because this is the album that my team made sure we have it on every music platform in the world. You know, Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, YouTube, you know, wherever you can find music.
Wherever you go now, you can find all of the songs.
You can find. I had an album that I did on in 2012. I was in Houston, Texas. I did that, but it was only for that, you know.
For that locality.
That, yeah. So that's why I said it's not an official album. This is an official album wherein it's everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
We have hard copies of the album. You can stream it anywhere. Just search anywhere. The album is there. Just search Raheem or Raheem the Wizard or Raheem Rara. The album is going to come up, Love Letter. And then you can purchase it there. Yeah.
And you just did a show. You just did a show on this particular album.
Yeah.
And so how was it?
Oh, man. It was a great show. It's been a while for the Sierra Leone industry, especially in the diaspora, to have a show like that, because we've been struggling. But I think we almost getting there. We getting to learn the mistakes and the know-how to how to do things now. And I didn't only do it by myself. I would say that I'm the artist, I'm the face of that show, but I think I would give kudos to my producer who produced the album, Masterel, and other producers too. The promoters, you know, they play a great role. My fellow musicians from Sierra Leone, you know, even the fans, family members, and everything. People.
Yeah, because I was going to ask you, what is your relationship with the other musicians in the industry? How good is your relationship with them?
I would say,
because I saw a lot of them coming to your show, promoting and pushing it.
Yeah. I would say 99%. The 1% I would just leave it, because I can't say I know every artist in Sierra Leone.
Okay.
Towards every artist in Sierra Leone, I have love and respect for every artist from Sierra Leone. And then I don't know what they have towards me. I wouldn't say that. But I wish the same.
But they proved something to you during your show.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why I said 99%. I don't have problems with nobody.
Good.
You know, I love every Sierra Leone artist, young, old, you know, present, past. I love everybody.
And we've been crying to say, hey, people are not coming out to support Sierra Leone music and all this. But in your show, what was your assessment about
people came up?
People came up.
People really came out. And the funny thing is, it was 95% of young people that came to my show. And I have a fan base of older people like that much. And I saw young people came to my show and I was like, wow, this is great. And me and my team, we're trying to put a show together so that we can have the older people to come see a show, because they're the ones that have been crying for a show, actually. But I mean, this is the album. That was our album launching, so I don't mind that. But we're trying to put a show by next year for
to see how the elderly people can come
and enjoy, you know. By that time, the album will be everywhere.
Okay, well, let's look at the next song that you titled Promise Me.
Promise Me, yeah.
Talk about this song a little bit.
Well, Promise Me is a song everybody can relate to. It's a song that can bond two people together. You know, saying, this is my love for you. We love each other at this moment, but can we get that bond together wherein whatever happens to each other, we will be able to be there for each other? What if I get sick? I can't talk to you. Would you be there for me?
Will you be there for me?
What if I can't work? Would you be there for me? What if something happens that I'm not myself? Would you understand the situation with me? You understand? So that's the kind of song.
What if something happened that I am so broke now that I cannot buy you anything? Would you
understand that I'm just broke? So yeah, that's the song. You know?
Yeah.
You
know? All right. Well, I'm sure people would love to hear this song, mm-hmm. Promise Me, and that is what will come up next. So this is the African Beat on the Voice of America. Don't go away. Raheem the Wizard will be performing the song for you, Promise Me, from the album Love Letter. This is your show, and I'm David Vande. I'll be right back.
It's Masterell on the beat, baby.
You'll be strong.
Yes. Well, beautiful time on the beat today. And my guest is Rahim the Wizard. Rahim the Wizard was born in Sierra Leone, West Africa, and he started music back there. But now he is based here in the United States of America, just released his first official album, Love Letter. And now we're here. Rahim is going to be performing another song for us that is called Care For You. Care For You is a very, very popular song. It is very popular amongst the Sierra Leonean community. And even in international scenes that I have been, I see that people relate to this song. Now, take me through that. You know, when you were putting this song together, tell me, what was going through your mind?
Well, I'm just this person that I believe in love.
Should we call you Mr. Lover Man or the Ladies Man?
People call me all type of
things. And what do you say?
Well, I mean, you can't stop people from saying things to you. It's just what you stand for, what you believe in. I believe in love, so most of my songs are love songs. People normally say, oh, you have a woman that you love, that you always are. It's like, okay.
If that's your interpretation.
Yeah, but I get to cater for everybody when it comes to love. Putting my music together, I get to know what I need to sing about, and I put emotions in my songs, so somebody can be listening to my songs and they can relate and put themselves in that song. That's them singing. That's how I do my songs. And Care For You is a beautiful song. It is, you know,
is it your favorite?
Well, no, on this album I don't think
you have a favorite.
I have a favorite song. Unfortunately, I'm not gonna perform it, but if you wanna listen to it, you can go stream my album on iTunes, you know, Spotify, all these places. It's called, the song is titled Problem. You understand? Problem. It sings like this: another day, another dollar, another dollar, another problem, another day, another hater, all they wanna see is problem. Sometimes in life you got to fall to rise up again. Sometimes in life you got to crawl to your destination. So that's, you know, it's a beautiful song because it means a lot to me.
And you so know? What does Care For You mean to you?
Well, Care For You has been that song that has changed a lot of things for me, I would say. It's that song that grew up my fan base. It took me beyond just the Sierra Leone community, as you said. A lot of people from other countries relate to the song. And that's the song. Actually, I have another song, Techne, but I think Care For You went that far than Techne. I thought Techne was a song that really breakthrough for me until I get to realize that Care For You is actually the song. And I get to realize that this album is going to be something else. I'm seeing it and I'm feeling it, and you know, everybody responds from people. But Care For You is a beautiful song. And like I said, if you want to listen to some of these songs,
check out all the music platforms that, you know, across the world, you can get it. Okay, so now we're going to see Care For You to be performed by our guest today, Rahim the Wizard, and we are all going to dance to this one. And one thing about this song is, a song when it starts, you don't want to sit down. You want to listen to it, and you want to dance to it. You want to enjoy it. So this is your time. Enjoy the song right now with Rahim the Wizard, Care For You.
To fall, but I fall for you. If I need someone to talk to, I call you. If you ever see me cry, then I cry for you, 'cause I care for you. Every time I see you, it's like when I first saw you. Every time we kiss, it's like when I first kissed you.
Hosanna. You didn't make a single Hosanna. Hosanna. I care for you. If I need someone to talk to, I call on you. And if you ever see me cry, then I'll cry for you. The rest of my days in life, I wanna spend with you. Your voice is like a sweet song in my ear. Baby, talk to me, talk to me.
Yes, indeed. Beautiful song. I love it. I love it. I love it. I don't know about the dollar one, but this one, I'm going crazy over this particular song.
I know.
I love it. I love it. I love it. People in Sierra Leone, across the world, let's take Sierra Leone in particular. You left there Ibrahim Bakar, and now Rahim the Wizard is way up there. And I am pretty sure back home, people will be very, very hungry for you to be on a stage in Sierra Leone.
Yeah, I actually did a show in Sierra Leone in 2017, and it was a great show, a packed show too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've done a couple of shows there, and all of them has been successful. I want to thank my team for that. You know, people in Sierra Leone love my music. Mm-hmm. You know, they love my music. They always go out to get my music. And, you know, funnily, most of the weddings, you know, bridal showers and, you know, something that has to do with love, you know, I think my music is being played there. You know, so a lot of people love my music. Whenever I go back home, whenever I perform, I feel that joy. I feel like I want to be there always with them, you know. But people really love my music in Sierra Leone. And I have a very, very great fan base over there. The Rahim the Wizard fan club, nationwide in the whole country. They're still there. You know, they're waiting. A lot of them are saying, okay, when we get in the
album
now?
When are we getting there? I know you're going to get there. But let's take a very important aspect of the entertainment industry.
Okay.
How do you see the entertainment industry, especially the music industry, going for Sierra Leone music?
Well, I always commend the musicians, you know, and few other people around. It's unfortunate that we don't have the resources that we need in the industry. And that's the reason why I commend the musicians from Sierra Leone. Because even though we don't have the resources, we try to make people know that we have the talent.
The talent is there.
You know, we have... You know, everything that it takes as musicians to be out there. We only lack the resources and the materials to take us out there. Imagine my music. Listen to my album and tell me I cannot perform in any biggest stage in the world. I'm not going to boast about that. And not only me. We have so much of my type in Sierra Leone. Maybe people that are way, you know, but the opportunity is not there. But I felt like, you know, last year I felt that confidence that if it's not going to happen, We are going to make it happen.
We are going to make it happen. I like that. With this present moment, that there has been a foundation for arts, culture, and entertainment in Sierra Leone that has been formed, I think, through the government and one of Sierra Leone's music icons, Jimmy B, is heading
that. I heard about it, yeah.
And we know we've been crying for government help, government boosting, support for the industry. And what is your take on this particular foundation, that entertainment industry foundation that has been formed?
Well, I would say it's a great move because the government can play a great role in the entertainment. And then I believe they can be able to encourage investors that can invest in entertainment. I wouldn't say people that we have people that want to invest in the industry, but they need the confidence. I think a lot of people just don't have the confidence that there's money in music, especially entertainment. Going back. Like 10 years from 10 years back, you know, artists used to make a lot of money. You know, that's just the mentality people need to know, that there's money in entertainment, but you cannot make the money just one day.
No,
or
it can't be one
week. Mm-hmm. If you have an artist and you know these artists have everything that they can, you know, they can take out there with their music, and you have the money or the materials for him to go out there, I mean, it's gonna happen.
Yeah, but what about in cases where our production levels were not good, wherein artists, we have a lot of artists, but not everything can be sellable, and the artists need to improve. Like, what you're talking about your album now. You have that confidence. And somebody like me, I can sit here and boast that album is a very big international album, all right, that can be played on any kind of platform in the world, all right? But again, there are other artists that can come up that don't want to listen. If somebody say, hey, man, this what you did with this song, you can improve on it, but they don't want to hear that. It's as if they think, for just playing one song and beating some keyboards and putting it on YouTube and you get 5,000 hits, you think that you are a superstar.
Well, what I would say is, in especially in life, you get to learn things every day.
Okay.
If you always want to be at a certain position and you don't want to move from that position, that means you're not moving in life. You understand? If you look at Dangote, Bill Gates, and all these other people that have money in the world, they're still looking for money. They have all the money they need, but still looking for more. It tells you you are not supposed to be here. Move forward. So as a producer or artist, you've used to one thing. Move up a little bit. You understand? But all that I would say is because of the industry is not that successful, because if the artists are making money, they will be able to pay producers.
African Beats.
Master Rel on the beat.
If you're happy, if you're glad, your birthday, your wedding day, and if you're making money, you know you're sexy, don't want nobody, just turn up, turn up.
Make we dance the techne, make we dance the techne, make we dance the techne, make we dance the techne.
How can the artists make money when what they're producing sometimes is not good? And they don't want people to tell them that it's not good. But when you produce something that is good, like your album, and we have other guys that are coming up now, other stars that are coming up now, that are doing some real good music, all right? And people are beginning to show up. Like you said, in your show, people showed up, right?
Yeah.
People are beginning to show up in the shows. People are beginning to look at the artists and say, wow, well, this is really good. But you still have some people who, even when they do the wrong things, when you tell them, they don't want to listen.
Yeah, people, I mean, you meet stolen people that they don't want to listen. It's just their ideas. I've met a lot of people with that kind of ideology. But I've been able to move to where I'm at today because I get to listen to a lot of people around me. There are other people sitting behind looking at what you're doing, telling they will understand that whatever you're doing is wrong and is right. It's not good.
They are sitting there and they're watching you on the stage.
Yeah, they're watching you.
Like for me, one complaint that I have about my Sierra Leonean artists is that when they hit the stage, they can't perform. And you to sing is one thing.
Yeah.
But to perform for an audience is completely different.
Yeah.
You have to know how to perform your song. When you go to that stage, however small that audience is, you don't know who is sitting there that is watching you. As soon as you hit that stage, make sure you give it your all in all on that stage. So by the time you leave that stage, people will definitely remember who you are. Yeah. It's not nice to get off the stage and then they forget about you. As soon as the next person comes, they keep talking about that person.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
So that is my own take there. At least if we try to improve on our performance on stage. I'm a performer and I know what the stage means.
Yeah, I know.
And when you get on that stage, man, that is your platform.
Yeah.
That is where you make or break yourself. You understand?
Well, it gets to do with a lot of musicians probably don't have confidence in themselves. Because if you have confidence in yourself and you are on stage, you're supposed to own the stage.
Exactly.
You know, whatever you do on that stage should be great.
Because it's going to reflect on you as soon as you get on that stage.
No, that's me. I have one thing. People always say, oh, he can sing. He has voice. It's not easy for me to go up on a stage and not sing for people live. I want them to hear that voice. That would be like, wow, forget about the instruments or whatever. I'm going to sing for you so you know that it's not all about studio.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
That's what I normally do.
That's what I'm talking about.
I make sure whenever I'm on stage, I sing for people. I have it in me. It's not about studio. Uh-huh. Let me sing for you. And be like, and always people are like, wow.
Wow.
And then when the music comes in, be like, oh my God.
That's
so
him.
That's basically him. A signature.
Well, you know what? You know, I am so pleased to have you here. And this conversation will not end because we have so much to talk about. Yeah. Well, let's encourage our people that, hey, these guys are coming up and we need to support them. And they're definitely improving. So we need to come out and support them. So right now we're going to play our final song. But I just want to thank you, Raheem. It's been a pleasure having you here.
Yeah.
And I look forward to more time together. And make sure, please, don't run away from me again.
I won't run away. I'm going to be the one calling you now.
All right. Okay. And so now for those people who are out there that loves Raheem, what is going to be your message to them?
Well, I just want to thank everybody, especially those that came to my show, those that already bought my album, people out there promoting me, telling other people about me. I want to thank you guys. And for you that, you know, if you haven't listened to my album, you're missing a lot. Go get the album. It's on every platform. Amazon, iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify, you name it. Okay? It's on there. Go get it. And come and tell me that you're whack. I promise you, try to get another album.
Okay.
Yeah, so thanks, everybody. To all the Sierra Leoneans, Africans, let's support each other. There is, before I go, I want to tell African people like that there's so much in Africa that, you know, the American music industry is moving to Africa.
The Afrobeat is taking over America. Did you listen to the radio yesterday?
Every day. Don't sleep on Africa. Don't sleep on entertainment in Africa. Okay. All these big countries, Nigeria and whatever, they are not just popular because of any other thing. It's because of entertainment.
Don't
sleep on Africa. Invest. If you find an entertainer that you know has the potential of doing anything, pick them up. Introduce them to somebody.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Raheem the Wizard, and to all of you out there. I know you've been anxious waiting for the final song. Well, the final song is also brand new. It's called Seke. Yes, that is the song. And with that, today I want to say a very big thank you to all my engineers and my technicians out there. Till we meet again, I am David Vander here in Washington, leaving you now with my team and my guest today, Raheem the Wizard, in the song Seke. Till then, have a blessed day.
This is